speaking this morning with First Elect Woman Brenda Kupchick of Fairfield. And Brenda, thanks for coming on in short notice. I appreciate it. How are you?
Hi, Melissa. Good morning.
Oh, boy, Brenda. Whew. It is rough medicine right now in Fairfield. I mean, understandably so. I woke up at 2 o'clock this morning. I got texts from my parents because they live in Fairfield. I saw messages from a lot of people who follow my Facebook page. And I thought, whoa, I mean, at first look, it does look bad. But I just wanted to be able to connect with you and see if you could just give us some sense of clarity. What in the world happened?
Well, so I think a lot of miscommunication happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we'll throw in the pandemic, too.
Okay.
So let me just quickly say that Fairfield has policies in place to put anything on our town property. So, for example, if you want to post any kind of flags or signs or anything like that, you have to go through the proper process, which is going through our Park and Rec Commission. Mm-hmm. And getting approval. So Al did that back in October of 2019, and he requested to plant a tree on the Sherman Green across the street from his ice cream parlor and light it up. And the Park and Rec Commission approved it and said that he could keep it lit up until, I think it was January. So I guess no one was really paying attention. And then the pandemic hit. Al asked if he could keep the lights on longer during the pandemic, and the Park and Rec Commission weren't meeting at the time. So the director said, sure, it gives people some hope and makes them feel happy.
Sure.
And he also asked to put these banners around the Sherman Green, which are the same color as the American flag, and also to just make people feel more hopeful. And the director approved it without the commission, who wasn't meeting at the time. But he did say to him that everything had to be done, taken down by July 1st. So we got a complaint from an RTM member, a very long, detailed complaint email that the town wasn't following its proper procedures. It was not following the rules that are in place. And why was the tree still lit? Why were these flags up or banners up? So Anthony, I asked Anthony about it. He said, yes, we have an agreement till July 1st. He went down and spoke to Al on Monday, and Al said, yes, we made an agreement on July 1st and we'll unlight the tree and take down the banners. Now, everyone, I think, got upset because they thought, that they didn't understand the background of it.
Right. So, I think that this comes down to a permit thing. And I want to just re-clarify, this was a complaint from, I'm going to say, a town leader, and it was kind of a this is like the writing is right there, you know, like this is what the protocol is. This is what it is for any business who were to do this. And
correct.
And this had nothing to do with protests or black versus white or unity.
No.
or attack America. This was truly a permitting thing.
Yeah, it is. And I see how people, and, you know, Al put up and just it wasn't very clear in his post about the process or what happened. And I know, understandably, people got upset,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I get upset removing any kind of patriotic thing as well. So, you know, after listening, seeing how this sort of was going off the rails last night, I spoke to our police and fire departments last night. And today I'm going to meet with them, and we are going to put up real American flags for the 4th of July weekend on the green. And I think it's going to look really beautiful. And I hope that Al would go back to the Park and Rec Commission and request to have his tree lit year-round and let people come and speak at the Park and Rec Commission. And I'm sure they would be happy to approve it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Just got to go through the proper
right, because
steps.
If you don't follow those types of things, then we're going to have people putting up things on the green that we don't like.
Yeah. Talk about a miscommunication.
Right. We don't
wow.
support because
right.
there could be things that someone might want to put up there. That, you know, the town would be aghast about. So,
mm-hmm.
Yes, I think people have gotten a little, and I don't want anybody to be upset. Of course, the town of Fairfield supports the American flag and supports businesses and doing things, but we have to have a process in place. So should someone have complained about it? No, I think we could have just had a discussion about it and went through the proper channels and figured out a solution without it going sort of off the rails on social media.
I was going to say, I think one of the biggest things, again, talking to First Electwoman Brenda Kupchick, is, like you said, I think it was the post on Facebook and how it was worded, because first of all, it mentions several complaints. So unless that was just sort of taken out of context, I could see where people would think, oh, then it must have been a group of people who were requesting this. And then the other thing I think was saying that it came from the town of Fairfield. And I don't know, Brenda, you're sort of the town of Fairfield immediately. Yes, you know, it's your town, your rules. So immediately it fell on you. And I just think that maybe that could have been a little clearer. And I think it's to the point of that people should almost believe half of what they see and nothing that they hear. You know, I was always told that as a kid. When you're on social media, I think that you've got to look into those things before you just jump the gun. Because I'm going to tell you, Brenda, people were... well, you know, they were beside themselves about it. And
I saw.
Yeah.
And again, you have to be really responsible when you, in my opinion, I think you have to be really careful how you parse your words.
Yes.
Especially when you're an elected official or when you're on social media, because you give people the wrong impression and no one wants to spread around misinformation. You want to be truthful and honest in everything that you're talking about. And so people understand completely. So, you know, I think there was just some miscommunication, and I hope that today I'm going to put out a press release, and we're going to be at the Green later on this afternoon. And, you know, I hope people will understand that this is just miscommunication, and the town of Fairfield 100% supports showing our patriotism in the town.
Yeah, absolutely. And just so you know, Brenda, I know, like I said, this is something that we're only catching in the 9 o'clock hour of our show speaking to you. But I'm going to pass this along to our other day hosts here on ICC so that everybody can play this and know the real story, just because I think this is going to continue. I'm seeing there's an online petition to bring everything back and change Fairfield and all this stuff. So I just want to make sure that it's super clear, super out there. So I will be sure to pass this along to everyone. Thank you so much for coming on to talk about this. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Melissa. I appreciate it, too.
Yeah, no worries. And sorry I emailed you at 2:30 in the morning, but you can understand why.
Everybody's emailing me about this, so I think your email might have gotten buried.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, no, I still got you. So I was just happy about that. So I appreciate it. Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Melissa.